weird things that we do to ourselves as human beings. We come up with weird stuff. But you know what? It seemed to work. And if it seems to work, we keep on doing it, even if there's a better way. See, whenever you see somebody, you think they're doing something crazy, have some compassion. Are there any stupid things you've ever done in your lifetime? Or crazy? I would hallucinate based on my own personal experience. The answer may be, you betcha. And the bottom line is, we got to understand that things are going on that we don't understand with people. I remember one time I was talking to Stephen Covey about times where we've misinterpreted people's behavior. And he told me about this time when he got on a subway and this man walked in and brought on a bunch of his kids, and they were just running rampant, screaming, yelling, making noise, creating havoc. And, you know, Stephen's more of a mellow, centered kind of guy. He doesn't like that kind of environment, even on the subway. And the bottom line is, you know, he didn't want to say anything, but he found himself getting more and more irritated. And the man seemed to be just ignoring the kids. Like, you know, they didn't even matter what they were doing. So he found himself finally to the point where he actually spoke up. So Stephen turned to him and said, you know, do you think you might want to do something about these children? And the man looked at him and said, oh, yeah, I guess I should, huh? He said, we just got back from the hospital. Their mother just died. He said, I just don't think they know how to deal with it. He said, quite honestly, neither do I. Stephen said he felt like absolute garbage. And he said it made him from then on realize whatever's going on, there may be something else going on as well. It made him have compassion. It gave him fewer rules for other people in his life. Not a bad idea. But we were talking about people that don't succeed in life, and why don't they succeed? One, they don't know the purpose of the game. Two, they got tons of rules even though they don't have the purpose. How'd you like to be in a game and you're trying to win and you don't know the goal and you got a zillion rules you got to live by? That'd be pretty frustrating, wouldn't it? Well, add step three to it. Here's the third reason people fail to win the game of life, and that is because their rules are in conflict. They got rules like, he who hesitates is lost, and look before you leap. Right? Tell me how you work those things out. And that's the metaphorical humorous example. We've got all these different special rules where we contradict ourselves, where in one situation you're supposed to be one way, and in another situation you're supposed to be totally different in order to be effective. See, if you've got a bunch of rules in conflict, which most of us do, you're going to have pain. You're going to have frustrations in your life. Here's the fourth reason why most people don't win the game of life. Because even when the person plays by the rules, they don't always win. In other words, you do everything right, you don't always get rewarded. You give your all. You put your heart and soul on the line. You do everything right, and still sometimes it rains on your parade. Sometimes, you know, a storm comes down and beats the death out of your crop. All of a sudden, you're in the Midwest, and the flood comes and destroys all you've worked on. You know, that kind of messes your brain a little bit. You start saying, hey, you know, why even try? There's no meaning in this. Everything I do is for naught. That's worthless. Not realizing there's a deeper meaning. There's a meaning beyond the moment. That what's happening in this life right now, this event you can't control, whether it's the loss of a father, as Becky has gone through, or the loss of a business, or anything that seems to be a loss, is a gain if you ask yourself, how can I use this? What else can this mean? If I can't use it today, how will I use this someday? How can I turn this into opportunity? How can I make myself more? How can I use this pain to sculpt my soul? What can I do right now to move myself forward? These are the kinds of questions that will support you instead of woe is me, why this have to happen. You'll never get an answer to those. Those questions will leave you in an endless loop. But the reason people fail in life is sometimes they do all the right things and they still don't get what they want in the short term. So they say, why even try? Here's the fifth reason why most people fail in the game called life. Sometimes you break the rules and you win. Oh my gosh. You do something you know isn't right. You do something you know you shouldn't do, something that's against your own values, against your own way of doing things, and you get pleasure. And your brain goes, hey, maybe there's some new rules out here. Maybe I don't have to live by these rules. After all, when I worked my butt off and did everything right and held myself to this high standard, I got pain, I break the rule, and I got pleasure. Maybe this is how it's really wired. Maybe I ought to just, like, take a look at life being this way. You know what it does? It takes you away from your higher purpose. It takes you away from what's most important in your life. And while you might get pleasure in the short term, you give up that sense of dignity within yourself that says you're doing the right thing. That's what causes more people to fail in life than I think almost anything else. Because the ultimate pleasure in life requires sometimes short-term pain to get to it. And that ultimate pleasure is who you become, what you contribute, and the experience of life that you have because of that growth and contribution. The sixth reason why most people fail the game called life is because in order to win this game, you got to work with 5.5 billion other people who all have the wrong rules. They don't know the purpose of the game either, and they are real clear that there are certain rules you must live by. See, one of the very important things we need to realize is that every moment you are creating the meaning of your life by the words you choose to use. If someone says something to you and you decide that the communication they gave you is inaccurate, You now have to decide, why is it inaccurate? If you decide the person was mistaken, that's one thing. If you decide they are wrong, that's another thing. If you decide that they're lying to you, that's another thing. Just by changing the word you attach to the experience, you completely change the meaning and the quality of interaction you're going to have with that person, how you're going to think, how you're going to feel, and how you're going to live.